This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. New analysis of data shows that crime is continuing to surge in Oakland, even as it's gone down in Bay Area's other major cities. So, Phil, how much worse has it become in Oakland, and how does it compare to other cities like San Francisco and San Jose?
It's a bit of a jaw dropper, I got to tell you. You know, overall in 2023, it was the highest crime Oakland has seen in 20 years. Compare that to San Jose, which saw its lowest crime rates in 20 years. And San Francisco was in between, but it was dropping. In Oakland, violent crime was up 174% since 2020. Property crime was up 90% since 2020, with the biggest surge being in auto theft. Stealing cars has become a hobby, as well as a way to get wheels in order to commit a crime. So it's rampant in the city on all directions, especially on property crimes and even violent crimes. Meanwhile, the other cities are dropping. And it's going to, if there is a reason why Mayor Hsing Tao gets recalled, it's going to be this.
The numbers, as you mentioned, Phil, are jaw dropping. Has anybody from the city of Oakland, the mayor or the police chief, commented yet on these new stats?
Not on these new stats. As a matter of fact, in general, I can pretty much say what they say, which is, yes, it's unacceptable. We're doing everything we can to change it around, and it's a top priority. But we really haven't seen that on the streets. We've gone through a number of police chiefs. The staffing is still far below. They're 200 to 300, depending on how you count them under. They have about 600 on paper, 680 cops on the department, but about 100 of them are out on either administrative or leave or disability or other things that keep them off the streets. So it's understaffed. They bring in the CHP every once in a while, but it's understaffed. It's you don't even see these kind of numbers next door in Berkeley or San Leandro or anywhere. It's Oakland for a variety of reasons: the easy freeway access, the sort of the open attitude, and not to mention things like police commissions telling the police officers, if somebody steals a car, you can't go after them. You can't chase them. So you put all those things together, and it becomes this just place where all over the Bay Area, if you're going to do something wrong, you wind up doing it in Oakland.
One of the stories that we've been covering is the unfortunate incident that involved an ABC 7 news crew in Oakland while they were just doing their job, basically. And I know some of your colleagues are there as well. Everybody okay from what you can tell?
From what I can tell, everyone's okay. But Brett, this is not new. This has been going on in Oakland for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, it is the only major market, the only market I know of, the Bay Area, and especially Oakland, that where TV crews have to go out with armed security because of the thefts, because of the robberies, because of the threats. You don't see that in other cities.
And they robbed. Really, they robbed the security guard too over the weekend.
Exactly.
And took
exactly,
his gun.
Because, I mean, it's in one of those situations, if you're getting robbed and people pull guns, what are you going to do? Start shooting? You know, I mean, and what's going to happen to a network that the guard started shooting and hit somebody innocent? So, yeah, one time we had a guard killed. Another time we've had the guard steals the gun. That and while that goes on, it's just another crime in the city of Oakland. And it's one that the stats, maybe they should put a star by some of these, like, you ain't going to believe this one. But the stats are just showing it, and it's just continuing to rise. It's defying gravity.
Well, our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil's going to be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.